We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Giluach, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Tesvov. We were discussing the holiday of Pesach, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify a little bit more the last discussion that we had. V'hine b'yoyim rishon shel Pesach, hoya mizgale oy rav milamala. As we mentioned earlier, on the first day of Pesach, there is revealed a very high-level light from above. V'achar kach, tekef nistale ko oir hagodol. And then, immediately afterwards, that light is removed. U'maschil lichnois behadrogo kaseder. And the light starts entering into the person in a methodical way, in an orderly way, meaning, when the light first comes on the night of Pesach, it comes as a gigantic blast of light. For example, 1,000,000 watts. That comes and is removed immediately. Then Hashem starts a process whereby the person starts receiving those 1,000,000 watts, but very slowly, slowly, methodically. V'zeh b'chinas sfira soimer. And that's the procedure and the process that's taking place during the 49 days of the counting of the Omer. We're climbing a ladder step by step, and we're taking on that light slowly in small measured units. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, based on Torah Lamed and Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, Ki Pesach hu bechinas chesed. The holiday of Pesach represents Chesed. We know that the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, correspond to Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. So that Pesach is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is known as the Ish HaChesed, Hachnoses Orchim, the big house, entranceways on all four sides. That's why we start the Seder with the words, whoever's hungry, come and join us. Whoever doesn't have Korban Pesach, come and join us for the Korban Pesach. That's the mid of Avram Avinu, which is Chesed. Shaydeze koitzrin es hamalchus chochmatato migolus shel harbo malchius. As we learned earlier, when you want to disengage the malchus of Kedusha from the malchus of the Sitrachra, you want to separate it and enable the Malchus of Kedusha to rise up, in order to slice them apart, in order to separate them, you need Chesed. Rabbeinu Zal quoted the Pasuk, V'kitzru lefi Chesed. Cut with Chesed. V'zeh ha-Chesed tzrichen lekabel al yedei toichocho. And Rabbeinu Zal explained over there that this Chesed that's needed to cut and separate the Malchus of Kedusha from the four Malchus of the Sitrachra, this Chesed is generated through Toichocha, through the proper kind of reprimand, which is actually a display of Chesed in a certain sense. Kamo Yishikosu Shom B'Maimar Hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Avol B'tchilas HaHizgalus, however, on that night of Pesach, when Hashem is first revealing the light to us, which is koidamat in Torah, before the Torah was given, eich shayach toichocha. How is it conceivable to have any reprimand? Ki toichocha hi bechinas dinim. Because even though we said before that toichocha is an act of chesed, but it's also an act of din. Usually, when somebody is reprimanding, there's some kind of a bite. Even no matter how soft and sweet and gentle you do it, there's still some element of, hey man, you doing the wrong thing. There's something no good about what you're doing or about how you're going about something, and you have to stop it, you have to change it. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Toichocha is also a bechin of dinim. V'oz, and on that first night of Pesach, mitoikif hagolus, because of the fact that the Jews had just been in exile for 210 years, and they were still very stuck, sort of, loyhoyo be'efsher sheizgala hachesed al yedei toichocha. It was impossible for Hashem, on that night of Pesach, to reveal the chesed in the form of toichacha, kedei shelo yisachzu hadinim beyoser. Because if the chesed were coming in the form of toichacha, the midas hadin would jump on it. The klipos would jump on it and say, this is din, we're also din. And they would jump on the bandwagon and they would mess it up somehow. Whenever you have any type of din or givura of kedusha, you have to be very careful that the sitrachra shouldn't get hold of it. Because they're also din. They're also from the left side. They're also coming from there. Therefore, v'oz hoyo ha-hechrich sheyovoi oyer ha-chesed milamala. Therefore, Hashem couldn't follow the standard procedure that Rabbeinu Zal describes there in Likutei Moran, that when you want to separate the Malchus of Kedusha from Malchus Sitra Achra, you need chesed. What kind of chesed? Toichacha. Hashem couldn't use that method at that time. Therefore, Hashem had to draw a light of chesed from above, from upstairs, Bibchinas Isarusa de Leela, Bali Isarusa de Lesato Klal. An inspiration from heaven, a light coming from heaven, without any preparation down here on earth whatsoever to receive it. Because the Jews at that time just came out of 210 years in Mitzrayim, you couldn't expect anything from them at that moment. They couldn't give anything. They couldn't even accept Toichacha at that time. Therefore, if Hashem wanted to separate the Malchus of Kedusha from Malchus of Sitra Achra, Hashem had to go up, 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 and draw a light of chesed from a very high level, which is Isarusa de la Eila, without Isarusa de la Sato. Aval achar kach, kishemistale koer, but we said that that light, that blast of light, shined on earth for a very short period of time. Afterwards, when that light left, tzrichin lekabloi behadroga. If we want to be able to attain that light, we have to be able to receive it now in measured units. Al yedei toichacha, through the standard procedure that Rabbeinu Zal describes there on Likutei Moran, through toichacha, shemishom mizgala hachesed, through which chesed is really being revealed in toichacha. So toichacha has two elements to it. There's a chesed element and there's a gvura element. Veze bechinas oimer so'irim shehu minchas kenois bechinas toichacha. Now we'll understand why right after the first day of Pesach, we bring the korban oimer, which was from barley. Now, and that's a korban mincha from barley. Now we know there are many different types of mincha in the Torah, but there's only two. All of them are generally wheat. There are two of them that are exceptions to the rule. That's the mincha so'imer that's brought on the second day of Pesach. And number two is the minchas knois that's brought when a man suspects his wife of having committed wrongdoing with another man after he warned her not to associate with that person, etc., etc. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're learning here, we're going to understand why on the second day of Pesach we bring this Oimer So'irim, which is similar to the Minchas Knois. They're both from barley. They're both the only minchas in the Torah that come from barley. Bechinas Toichacha. This Korban Oimer that's being brought from barley, which is very similar to the mincha that's brought regarding this woman who was seen in private with a man, and her man suspects that they might have actually gone ahead and committed a sinful act, these two minchos are bechinas toichacha. Bechinas ma shemekanei umoichiach habal ishtoi. Because this is based on the husband expressing his dissatisfaction and reprimanding his wife for what she did. What do you mean? I told you not to. I warned you not to associate with this man. And now you went ahead. Altistari im ishplaini, as the Torah says, the husband reprimanded the wife. He said, do not allow yourself to go into a private place with this man. Kach hatoichocho shel tzadik. So too is the reprimand of the tzadik, shemoichiach es Knesset Yisrael, who reprimands the Jewish nation, Leval Yisusru Imish Ploini, not to allow ourselves to be seduced, not to allow ourselves to be pulled into a private room with that guy. Who's that guy? The Yetzahara, the evil inclination. Vezehu Alti Sosri. And this is why the Pusuk says, do not go into a secluded place. Alti Sosri Daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the words. Ki kol hirhure avodah zarah. Because any time that a Jew starts doubting Hashem, and they have thoughts of idol worship, thoughts of disbelief of Hashem, dahainu kol hakfirois, all kinds of denial of Hashem, haboim alei zodam, which comes to a person, ze bechinas niuf. That's a form of adultery. That's going with another woman. Bebechinas, as the pasuk, I'm sorry, that's going with another man. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ho isho hamena efes tachas isho, a woman who commits adultery while she's married, tikach ezorim, will take strangers. She'll take strange men other than her husband. Look at the word that's used, zorim, avoida zora. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that avoida zora is a form of niyuf. The Jewish people are married to Hashem. We have a husband. We decide to ignore that husband and go shopping, go looking for something else, chas v'shalom. Sheze ne'mar shom al chet avodah zarah. That pasuk over there is speaking about idol worship, bechinas pegam emunah, which also means any kind of deficiency in faith in Hashem. Vezehu al tisosri. And that's why the pasuk says they're speaking about idol worship. Don't go into hiding. Don't hide. Don't seclude yourself. Kikol hamachshavos halolu heim balot baseser, because all of these thoughts that go around in a person's mind of lack of faith of Hashem or being weak in faith in Hashem, these are all hidden. Nobody sees. Nobody sees what's going on in my mind. Nobody sees what I'm thinking. Ve'ein ish yodea mehem. No one knows about them. Ki im boichein levavos, other than Hashem, who knows exactly what's going on in our hearts and in our minds. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, pen yia bochem ish asher yase pesel umasecho v'som baseser. If there will be among you, the Jewish people, a person who will make an idol, some type of idol, and put it in a hidden place. V'dorsh rabbi senuzal, and our rabbis tell us, besisroi sheloilam, meaning, he's gonna go against the hidden one of the world, referring to Hashem. So again, we see this term baseser being used about idol worship, about lack of faith in Hashem, lack of complete faith in Hashem. Ve'ikar hatoychocho shel hatzadik leknesses Yisrael hu al hoemunah, and the main reprimand that the tzaddikim reprimand the Jewish people about, what's their most important message? Emuna, faith in Hashem, Shehi Yesoid Kol HaTorah Kula Kanal, which is the foundation of the entire Torah, as we explained earlier. Vezehu Al Tisosri Im Ish Ploini, and this is why it says, do not go into hiding with that person. Shelo Yoniach Lichnois Etzlei Hakfirus Shel Ish Ploini. This is a message to each and every one of us that we should not allow thoughts of kfira to enter into us, from that guy. Who is that guy? Dahainu Habaldover, the Yetzer Hara. V'lo yoniach oisoi l'tamei daitoi chas v'shalom. And we should not allow him to defile our brains, to mess up our brains. But rather, rak yegoresh midaitoi v'liboi kolei lo machshavos v'abulbulim. But rather, we should chase away from our minds and from our hearts all of these thoughts, all of this confusion, all of these doubts, v'lo yitoin imohem klal, and not to get into any discussion with them at all, not to start thinking about it and analyzing it, no analysis. The minute a person feels, chas v'shalom, any kind of kfira, any kind of doubt of Hashem in his mind, zip zap, change gears, get out of there. Just get away from there, start thinking about something else. Don't hold on to it in any way. Don't try to figure it out or to work it out or to think it through. But rather take it out of your head completely. And the person should make himself like a simple, like a dumb animal. And default to channel B, which is emuna, just emuna. Understand? I don't understand anything. You're right. I don't understand. Who ca- I don't have to understand. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, va'ani bar v'lo yedo behemoi soyisimoch. I am a fool, a person who's empty-headed, no knowledge. I'm like a behema with you, Hashem. Because a Jew has to know when to turn that on. When he feels himself being bombarded with chas v'shom, doubts in Hashem, things like that, boom, flick the switch. No brain. I don't need a brain now. I ain't interested in the brain. I'll live without it for now. I'll just be simple, simple. V'zeh b'chinas minchas so'irim. This is the mincha of barley, which is used for the oimer, and it's also similar to that mincha of barley, that's the minchas knois. The mincha that's brought when a man suspects his wife, you know. Shehu meichel behema. Barley, the Gemara refers to as animal food. Wheat is a higher level grain. Wheat is associated with people. Barley is more associated with animals. Behemois. Bechinas behemois soyisimoch. Implying, I am a behema. Vezeo bechinas hatoichocho shehi bederech bizoyen lefamim. Now Rab Nosson Zal says, Rab Nosson over there in Likut Imran says that this toichocho of the tzaddik, usually they try to make it as gentle and nice and sweet as possible. But it can't always be that way. Rabbi Nazar writes there that there are times that the toichocha of the tzaddik has to come in the form of an insult. V'zehu gam kein b'chinas minchas knois. And that's also this concept of this minchas knois that's brought. Dahainu toichocha, meaning this reprimand, shebo min asoyrim, which is brought from barley, shehu meichel bozui shel behemois, which is a low-level food of animals. Again, this woman who's bringing her carbon of barley, she takes one look and says, hey, I ain't no ox. And they say, yes, you are. You're behaving like an ox. You're behaving like a behema. Bechinas hatoichocho shebo bederech bizoyon. This represents what Rabbi Nazal says over there in Likut Imran, that sometimes the toichocho has to come in the form of an insult, a patch. And it's through that toichocha coming in the form of insult that opens the door for the person to be able to receive chesed. If the person accepts the toichocha the right way, then the tzaddik can reach out, he can extend the hand to him to bring him close. If the person doesn't, the person says, I don't need it, who are you to tell? I'm out of here. You're out of here, have a nice life. And the person is out. Chas v'shalom, and the person doesn't get to come close to the tzaddik and to be helped by the tzaddik in all the ways that the tzaddik can help them. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, Vaydezeh nimshach chesed. We said through the proper toichocha that brings out chesed, she'al yodoy koitzrenes hamalchus kanal, which is the thing that's needed to cut the malchus of kedusha and separate it from the malchus of the sitrachra. V'zeh b'chinas sfira, and this is what the sfira soimer is all about. Shehu b'chinas tzimtzumim shel hasoga selikusi esporach. Those 49 days are 49 little boxes of tzimtzumim of Hashem's light. we're not receiving the light anymore as a boom. We're getting it packaged in neat little packages. Chesed shebechesed, chesed shebegvura, you know. Step by step, Bechinas Chochmotato, which is the Malchus, as we mentioned before, the Malchus is the Tzimtzum. Malchus represents that constriction of the light. Chochmah is the sun, the big bright light. Malchus is the Levona, the moon, which is a much smaller and limited constriction of the light of the sun. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. The word sfira means counting, right? Sfira soimer, we count the oimer. We start from 1, 2, till 49. Rav Nosson Zal says there's a pasuk that says ki lifnei echod ma atos sefer, because before one, what do you count? Meaning before one, ma is nothingness. Before one is nothingness. Before we start, when we start counting, when something comes into a count, then it's got boundaries. There's a tzimtzum. When we're not within the framework of counting, when we go back before what there's day one of creation, day two of creation. This person says, hold on a second. What comes before day one? Before day one comes nothingness, Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem. Mo, v'lifnei echod mo atos sefer. What do you, it's nothingness. V'ein shayach shum sfira klal. And therefore, when you're dealing with that, when you're dealing with nothingness, there's no counting. You can't measure it in any way. It has no boundaries to it. V'alkein, ikar ha-hizgalus hu al yedei tzimtzumim. Therefore, whenever we want to reveal something, whenever we want to be able to see something, you can only see it if there's a tzimtzum, if it's within some kind of a measure. Just like a person trying to look directly at the sun. Can you see anything? No, you see it's black, you know, darkness. Because there isn't a tzimtzum. But looking at the moon I can look at, I can see the light. Because it's not that it's within a tzimtzum already. Shehem bechinas sfirois. One example of these tzimtzumim are the sfirois, the midos of Hashem. Chochma, bino, chesed, gvura, teferes. Those are tzimtzumim, constrictions, into which the light of Hashem is put into. Bechinas sfira uminyan. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us why those things are called sfirois. Miloshin counting. Because again, before counting, above counting, there's no tzimtzum at all. It's Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem. When we're trying to address the light of Hashem in a form that we can relate to it, it's only after it came into a tzimtzum. It's only when it went into the realm of account, which is sfira. V'alkein, exactly. B'china sfira minyan. Ki b'hatzimtzumim kaviyochel shayich minyan. Because within the tzimtzumim, there, counting does apply. We say this is the first sfira, this is the eighth sfira, this is number eight, this is number two. Ki b'hatzimtzumim, exactly. Ki b'hatzimtzumim shayach minyan kaviyochel sheze tzimtzum rishon v'ze tzimtzum sheni. This is the first tzimtzum, this is the second tzimtzum. Just like the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us. This is the first world. There are four worlds. Again, numbers, right away numbers. There's number one, Atzilus, number two, Bria, number three. And then within these worlds, there are tzimtzumim. There's the ten spheroids. Keser is number one, Chachma is number two, so on and so forth. This is the whole concept of what the avodah that we do after that first night of Pesach. We have Sfira Soimer, whereby we're counting the days from when we brought that Korban Oimer. Because days are an example of tzimtzum. It's a form, it's a constriction. Bechinas umidas yomai. As the pasuk says, the measure of my days. So we see that a day is a measurement. A day is finite. It's 24 hours. Each hour is 60 minutes, you know, and so on and so forth. Ve'elu hatzimtzumim yefsher sheizgalu kim al yidei oimer soir and minchas knois b'chinas toichochem. And Rabbein Nizal told us over there in Likutei Moran that in order for the malchus, the chochma tato, to be okay, you need to separate it from the Sitra Achra, and in order to do that, you need chesed. How do you get that chesed? Through toichocha. That's the oimer. That's that barley korban, which is a sign in our face. You animal. Barley is animal. It's reminding us we're an animal. Ki al yedei ze nizgale hachesed, because through the toichocha is revealed a chesed, shaydei ze, koitzrenes ha-malchus mi-agolus, which Rabbeinu Zal said, that's what cuts the malchus away from the exile. It was in exile by the four kingdoms of Sitra Achra. We want to cut it away and be able to lift it up to the Kedusha. V'ze bechinas k'tzira so'imer. Now you'll understand, what's the mitzvah of the Omer? You cut the Omer. It says in the Chumash, cutting the Omer. That's the whole thing. Ktsira daika. That's the word ktsira. Bechinas v'kitzru lefi chesed. Like the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likut Emran. That you cut according to the chesed. Ki Omer loshen mida. Because Omer is a form of measurement. Bechinas chochmatato. Which is like Malchus, Chochmatato, which is Tzimtzum, measurement. Bechinas v'ho'oimer asiris ho'efahu, as it says in Chumash, in Parshas B'Shalach, that the oimer was a particular measurement. It was a tenth of an efah, exactly that much. Shehi l'shoin Malchus kiyodua, which is also associated with the Malchus, asiris, the tenth sphere is the Malchus, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Mem Tes. In Likute Moran, Shehi Bechinas Midois Vitzimtsumim Lahasogas Elokusis Borakanal. We said before that the Malchus the Chochmatato is a measure, it's a finite form, a constriction through which we can attain, we can relate to understanding of Hashem, the Chochma, the sun, the light of the sun. Vize Soirim, and this is also the word barley. Over there in Likut Emran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Shiurin da'asvan d'oraisa, the shapes and forms and measurements of the letters of the Torah. Each letter in the Torah is a tzimtzum of Hashem's light. The letters are malchus, they are tzimtzumim of Hashem's light. And that's called Shiurin da'asvan d'oraisa, the measure of the letters. Shiurin is the word se'oirin, barley, is also tzimtzum, animal food, tzimtzum, lack of that, tzimtzum of das, constriction of the light. Veze so'irim bechinas shiurin das von doiraisa. Veze bechinas hanofas oimer. So we spoke about cutting the oimer. After you cut the oimer, when you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, the procedure is hanofas oimer, where we lift it, we wave the oimer in all directions, up and down, right, left, front, back, all six directions. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shekoitzrin bechinas hachochmotato. This represents that we've cut the Malchus, we cut the Oymerdin, and now Umalin, we're elevating it, we're lifting it up. Umanifenoisa lisharosha, we're lifting it up to its source. What is its source? Hashem. What is Hashem? Hashem is the boss of up, down, right, left, north, south. Lemi she'ar baruchai se'olam, to the master of the four corners of the world, umalo mata shaloi, and up and down are all his. Dahainu lahasig elokuso yisporach, meaning, why are we doing this? To be able to connect with Hashem and to be able to receive that bright light of Hashem within a tzimtzum, within a vessel, in a manner that we can handle it, we can process it, we can understand it. That's what the Omer, Rav Nosson Zal just showed us, how the whole procedure of the Omer that takes place, that the night of Pesach represents Hasogas Elokus, the big bright light. But the big bright light is a wonderful thing, but no, you can't handle it, you can't do anything with it. Therefore, but still, then why does Hashem send it at all? We said, to jumpstart your Emunah. We were just in Gaul, we were just with the Egyptians for 210 years. We got to get the stench out of us. We got to get all the garbage out of us. So Hashem gave that blast of light for a moment. Then he took it away. Now we're ready to start taking on the light in measured units. We start with the Omer, the Ktsira of the Omer, which tells us that we're going to be dealing with Tzimtzum, Barley, Malchus, Toichacha, Chesed, Gevura. We're cutting away the Malchus, separating it from the bad guys. And then, v'hanofa so'imer, we're lifting up this Chochmatato to you, to connect it to the Chochmoyla, to connect it to Hashem, to be able to draw light from Hashem and receive it in a measured, healthy form.